It's always good to be together, isn't it? And just going to pray in a minute, but I just want to really wait on the Lord and see where He leads us this morning. It's a breaking of bread service, so it's we can be quite flexible and see where the Lord leads us. Father, we just thank You for this time together. Lord, we just thank You that when we gather together, You're here. Here to direct us and speak to us. We just ask You to have Your way this morning. You know what issues we're dealing with. And You know how to resolve those problems. Father, we just bring all these things to You this morning. Just pray, Lord, You take us forward this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. I have one notice. The next gathering of prayer for revival in the Borderlands is this Thursday, 20th of January at 7:30 in Longtown Community Centre. More than a meeting, an encounter with God. So if you're able to go, that's where it is. Thank you. Jenny.
Yes. You don't mind. That's a good sign, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know why I'm so nervous this morning, and I was just saying to Colin and Neil, but it's good to know that you're nervous because you're not doing it in your strength, you're doing it in God's strength. And I was just asking Joe, and I wondered if he would stand up and blow the shofar for us. And then Colin said something to me, and I'm just going to invite Colin to say what he said to me about the shofar.
I think a lot of people sometimes, perhaps some people that have not been here before, that come in, and there's all of a sudden the shofar blows off, and people, what's going on here? You know, the gifts. Perhaps very strange, but the shofar was obviously a ram's horn that the Jewish people used for mainly two reasons. One was to call to war, but also a call to worship and praise. So there you have it. Thank off you. You go, Joe.
Thank you. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with you. Thank you. Mr. Mason is doing some fantastic actions. Stephen, please help us, because I didn't even know there were actions. So there we go. So let's sing. We'll start again, Dean. Sorry. Be bold,
be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong.
Be strong, for the Lord your God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as we wait upon the Lord.
Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been. Thank you, Lord, that many times we've strayed away from you, Lord, but you've been faithful to us, Lord, and brought us back. Lord, we want to thank you for your love this morning, Lord, and we just want to tell you, Lord, that words can't tell you, Lord, what we feel about you, Lord. You're so amazing, so wonderful, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you love us, and we want to tell you this morning that we love you, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, that whatever we do, Lord, we can just come to you and say sorry, and you forget all about what we've done, Lord, and we don't have to keep on about it all the time, Lord. And I just want to thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord, that there's nothing impossible with you, Lord. We can trust you in that, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus, Messiah. Name of all names. Blessed Redeemer. Emmanuel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to invite Gail to just play the first verse and then we'll join the chorus. Thank you, Gail.
So good to be in the presence of the Lord. Father, we just thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've allowed us to worship and pray. Move into time breaking the bread. I wanted to read a couple of short passages from Hebrews. Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Break the bread's just a time for us to look back really and consider things and just spend a few moments just putting aside the things that's maybe concerning us at the minute and just to concentrate on what Jesus has done and what he did. And it's good to remind ourselves, as this says, about looking back at those that's gone before. And so many of us, and if probably not all of us, are here because of those that's prayed for us and lifted us up over the years. We would know nothing about it, and there's maybe lots of people that we never knew that were praying for us. It starts off, their sins. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and it refers to obviously the passage before, and there's so many great names in this passage. But what's interesting about a lot of them is they weren't perfect by any means. And yet they're still in this passage about men of faith. And it's good to remember, so many of them made big mistakes, And, you know, we, lots of us are in the same boat, aren't we? We've made some mistakes in the past, and it's just so good to know that the Lord is here to forgive us. And let us remember as we take this bread that we're a forgiven people. And if we repent and turn to God, he will forgive us our sins. And it says, throw off everything that hinders us. And, you know, in this day and age, it's just so easy to be distracted. What's going on in the world? I mean, one of the great, I think, one of the great almost problems we have in this day and age is too much information. And it is so distracting and can be very confusing. And, you know, we're almost trying to make decisions about things God never intended us to, because of the amount of information we've got. And then further down it says, run with perseverance. That speaks of things not being easy. And our walk isn't necessarily easy at times. But let us encourage each other. And it says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. We're here to remind ourselves about what he has done and is doing. Verse 3, consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not lose heart. That's consider him. Keep our eyes fixed on him. That would help you not lose the heart. When you take our eyes off him and start looking at the problems we have and the issues that's going on round about, that's when it's easy to lose heart. But just encourage us to keep our eyes fixed on him. Just turning back a page to Hebrews 10, verse 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great priest of the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from guilty consciences, and having our bodies washed with pure waters. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. It's just we just so much need each other. And it's just so important to spur one another on in the right way, to love and good work and good deeds, it says. And we can have confidence that the Almighty God cares for us. Just let us remember as we go into the bread and wine that he has died for us so that we can have a relationship with God. And verse 23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. He is faithful. So as we take the bread and wine, I just pray, Lord, that we can just think again of what God has done and that he really cares for us. Father, we just thank you for this bread, and we thank you for this wine. I just pray, Lord, as we take it, we can just spend a few moments just considering where we are with you. Let us hold on to you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I've asked three or four people to come and help. If they could come up, please, and we'll distribute their wine. And we've got a song we can play on them.
My chains, free my soul.
Jenny, have you got a song for the end?
I have, but I think we should change it. Can we sing what if we don't have the end? Fingers crossed. I think we should sing that.
Okay, if you'd like to come up as we close, we're just going to sing.
It's good that we're not in a box, isn't it? And just as we were sitting there and listening to what was going on in the meeting, I didn't feel it was right to sing that the song that we'd chosen for the end. And we even missed one out in the worship. But all the time, and all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. And it's just so powerful, the words of that song. Maybe we should have just kept singing it through the worship, I don't know. But God does, but he's brought it back to this. And I love you, Lord. Thank you. Let's stand and sing. And let's declare this. I love you, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord.
Father, just thank you for this time together, Lord. We just thank you that you do speak to us. And I just pray, Lord, as we go into this new week, Lord, that you will reveal things to us. And you'll show us your way this week. Also, I just want to pray for one or two people that just been looking to pray for Graham Murray. His wife died recently, funerals this week. I just pray, Father, that you'll be with him, that you will comfort him. And most of all, Father, that he'll know your presence. And we just want to pray for those in the fellowship that's having a really difficult time at the minute, those that's had operations. So just pray, Lord, that there'll be a quick recovery. And Father, that you'll just strengthen those that are dealing with the major issues at the minute. Lord, you just strengthen them. And let them know that you are close. In Jesus' name. Amen. Great. Thanks for coming. There is a basket at the back if anybody wants to leave any offerings. See you next week. Thank you.